The Mets and the Padres at Citi Field in the first home start for Matt Harvey following his suspension. How would he be received by the Mets fans? Well, Harvey put up a scoreless top one, and then bottom one, Michael Conforto takes over.
Conforto drives one, deep right field. Back goes Renfro onto the warning track. Back at the bullpen, fence, it's out of here. Michael Conforto, a leadoff home run on the 10th pitch of the at-bat. And just like that, the Mets have a 1-0 lead.
1-0 the count. Don't discount how important that is. Pitch to Conforto, line the other way. That's a base hit into left field. Flores scores. Rivera coming to the plate. Spangenberg's throw is cut off as Rivera slides in safely. And on at first with his second hit of the inning and two runs batted in is Michael Conforto. It is 7-0 New York. And isn't that the beauty of Michael Conforto at his best? Against the same pitcher, he pulls a home run into the right field bullpen. Then he takes him the other way for an opposite field two-run single, a pitch that will be the last thrown in this game by Julius Chassin.
Deals the 0-2. And Conforto whacks it to center field. Margot gets back, takes a look, and that ball's out of here. Michael Conforto with his second home run of the night. Number 13 for Conforto. And it's 8-2 New York. 1-2 coming. On the outside corner, Harvey gets Myers looking. And Matt strikes out three in the top of the fifth. If that's the end of the night for Harvey, an elegant coda.
2-0 pitch, in on the hands, Wilmer pops it up foul outside first, charging over Myers, charging over the catcher, Hedges, the catcher dives and makes the catch. What a play by Austin Hedges, going into a full-out dive, reaching out. I mean, he was like a wide receiver running a post pattern and reaching out to dive at a ball that was almost overthrown. And Austin Hedges making the one-hand catch on the dirt right near the camera well. Next to the Met dugout, just made the sweet play of the game.
Mets pound the Padres 9-3. Michael Conforto leads the way with his second career multi-homer game. A mixed bag for Matt Harvey, but he does just enough to snap a six-start winless skid. Julius Chassin's outing of two-thirds of an inning, the shortest of his 145 career starts. Terry Collins was certainly pleased to watch his troops put up seven runs in the first inning en route to an easy 9-3 victory against the Padres at Citi Field on Tuesday night. Here is the Mets skipper sharing his thoughts on the big win.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I'm telling you, the swing's different. You're looking at a guy, I mean, this guy last year, he was red hot the first 5 weeks and started to cool down, but right now he is just trying to make contact. I mean, you watch – the base hit he got up the middle, the breaking ball, just stayed back, let it come to him, didn't try to do too much with it. Those are the things that he's doing now that he didn't do before and he didn't do last year. But he's in one of those grooves that great hitters get into that you just don't want to mess with.
I'm going to tell you something. Obviously, he wasn't real sharp. I told Dan on the bench today, we all want this guy to rise to the top so fast. Because we know how good he can be. But you know what? Even during those times when he had that plus stuff, whether it be in 2013 or 2015, once in a while he didn't have very good stuff and got to be able to pitch through it. And tonight he pitched through it with not very good stuff. He was much better after the first couple innings. He just didn't have very good, his command wasn't very good and velocity was down, but he worked. He had to work hard to get us to through the fifth inning, and he did that. And there's a space for that in the progress of getting better. There's nothing wrong with being able to go out there and battle your butt off and keep your team in the game, and that's what he did.
It was certainly an interesting night for Mets starter Matt Harvey as he made his first home start since his suspension earlier in the month. The Dark Knight turned in five innings of two-run ball, walking four and striking out six.
Yeah, go out there and give up as many washes as you did. Throw five innings and creep around 100 pitches. It's not ideal, but when you have a big lead like that, especially in the first inning, you really have to stay focused on what you want to do and what our game plan was going in. And obviously gave those two runs back pretty quick, but was able to settle in towards the end.
The Mets send Robert Gsellman to the mound on Wednesday as he opposes Jared Cozart.